as might a soul on nature's background limbed stand out for a moment in a house of dreams, created by the ardent breath of life, so he appeared against the forest verge, inset twixt green holly and golden rain. His look was a wide daybreak of the gods. His head was a youthful rishi's touched with light. His body was a lover's and a king's.
Thank you.
access her glance that took life's million shapes impartially to people's its treasure house, along with sky and flower and hill and star, dwelt rather on the bright harmonious sea. Her vision settled, caught, and all was changed. Her mind at first dwelt in ideal dreams and saw in him the genius of the spot, a symbol figure standing mid earth's scene, a king of life outlined in delicate air.
Thank you.
this was but a moment's reverie, for suddenly her heart looked out at him. The passionate scene used the sword cannot match, and knew one nearer than its own close string. Whose trampling fast wheels largely stumbling ceased. The chariot stood like an arrested wind. And Satyavan looked out from his soul's door and felt the enchantment of her liquid voice fill his youth's purple ambience and endure. The haunting miracle of a perfect
thank you.
blasted by the honey of a strange flower mouth, drawn to show spaces opening round the brow. He turned to the vision like a sea to the moon, and suffered a dream of beauty and of change. Discovered the aureole round a mortal's head, and awed a new divinity in the sea.
Thank you.
came across the golden sword. Gaze met close gaze and clung in sight's embrace. Within that knows beyond our knowing. We are greater than our thoughts, and sometimes earth unveils that vision here to live, to love our signs of infinite things. Love is a glory from eternity's shore.